I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh my God, there's nibbles and like champagne in there.
What the hell? Look, what is going on there?
I want some nibbles.
Something's going on, guys.
Why weren't we invited to the function?
We're in a podcast studio right now with glass doors and we can see a function going on.
We've not been invited. Yes, Sophia, champagne.
Excuse me. How rude is that? Where's our invite?
We've not been invited to a function in a while, have not.
We never get invited to functions. Me and Chizzy were saying, oh God, the cough's still here, guys. Jesus!
Sorry.
Control yourself.
It's from within. Honestly, I have to just go mute and I don't cough.
Yeah, we were saying on the way here, we didn't really get invited to much.
Maybe it's because we don't...
Do we socialise? Not really.
We do keep ourselves to ourselves, but I do think that's a good thing.
So do I.
Because I think... Like, we've got our friends within the industry, right? Our closest friends. Mm-hmm. But I think it's when you're friends with everyone, like, in, like, a... I think it can get messy.
Almost like a half-hearted way.
Yeah, I think I'd rather not have those kinds of relationships. Mm. I'd rather have a strong relationship where I see you multiple times and form an actual friendship with you than it be this weird kind of fake, half-assed, like, we go for lunch, like, once every 6 months and it's like, we don't really know each other, but we're only kind of... Do you know what I mean?
So we don't really get invited too much.
My thing is like... I'd rather just go for dinner
with you. Well, it's quality over quantity.
I'd rather just go for
dinner
with you.
We've always said that,
yeah.
And the one thing which I like about us is that in our lives, friendship drama is never on the radar because we don't have any friends to have drama with.
We don't have any friends to have drama with. So we are so at peace.
Yeah.
Do you realise how at peace we are in our relationships and our friendships?
Right. It's smooth sailing.
It's harmony over here. It's like being in heaven. You know, that's what we've strived for. That's what we've achieved. Mm. Imagine we had fucking dramas going on in fucking with Stacey and Susan and Kelly.
Other layer of stress to life, which no one fucking needs.
And I've got other things to think about.
Right.
You know, I've got other
businesses
things to think about.
Bills to be paid.
You know, exactly. Yeah. Bills to be paid. Mortgages.
Bookings to be made.
Bookings to be, it's
flats to be rented.
Birthday trips to be planned.
Yeah. Life's busy.
So we're thinking for the... I'm 24.
Wow.
Oh my God, by the time it says, literally a week.
Shit.
I'm 24. That to me...
This is proper adulthood now.
It's proper adulthood.
You realise like when we were like 18...
That's 6 years ago.
You look at 24 and think, fuck, I'm going to have my whole life together. Shit.
I mean, essentially, I've got... a lot together.
You got your shit together.
But you're constantly striving to have it more put together. Mm.
And I think also
that's
it's
the problem
fact that
with life.
Your mental state, you still feel 18. You don't feel
right.
I don't feel like a grown up.
Right. It's like I need to find a cleaner for my flat before I think
I've got to get a maid.
I've got, you know, that's my main task of my life right now, finding a cleaner.
Why don't
for
we
my
try
flat?
And do that before you hit 24?
Let alone, well, actually listen to this. I was trying to find a cleaner for a flat.
Mm.
And I was kind of scared because I think it's quite a trust. You have to trust the person.
Yeah.
And then I went to open my mailbox and there's a flyer for a cleaner.
Wow.
Don't you think that's a sign?
Yeah, meant to be, that
so
is.
So I need to contact her. I'm so bad with getting around to tasks. Also, my dishwasher's broke.
Fucking hell, it's a nightmare at Chelsea's
place. So
Chelsea's
I can't dishwash. I've got a hand wash, like
Shit.
The olden days. Mm. It's exhausting. And I hate old
washing
food.
Up gloves.
Yeah. Although I've got no washing up gloves, you see. So it's really like being back in the olden days at my flat.
A real throwback. Sorry, my brother's not that. Even got a dishwasher, and I really sympathise with him on a daily basis.
But it's good. Like,
that's the worst job in the world, cleaning the dishes.
The thing is, like, I like to use a lot of plates.
Right, me too.
Do you know what I mean? Like, say I'm going to have
side
some
plate.
Yeah, like, say I'm going to have
sauces.
You know, some hummus and some, you know,
cucumber
thing. I want to put it on the plate. That's, you
make
know,
it feel like more of a meal,
you know. Or like, I use a lot of plates, so then by the end of the day it's like, Jesus Christ, you know what, the
I
worst
put my dishwasher on like once a day, and I live alone.
I
it's
know.
A large
and
dishwasher
full,
right
mine would be full, because you know what's the worst to clean? Porridge.
Oh,
disgusting.
I think to that bowl like right, nothing else,
because I've got back into porridge recently. I've been having it every morning. Delicious. Delicious. Bit of honey, cube of dark chocolate on top. Are you mad?
Wow.
It melts. Nice. You put the honey on, banana. I don't need lunch.
Wow.
Well, I could go without lunch. And that foot sustains me throughout the day. Complex
slow
carbs.
Releasing energy.
Truly incredible. But I think it's the porridge that's clogged the dishwasher.
Are you not rinsing your plates before you put them in?
Possibly not.
Right.
And I think
that
the porridge
would be
is
the source
quite
of the problem.
Sluggy and,
absolutely,
you know, slow moving.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what's clogged it now. So
Sherlock Holmes is on the case. Good job you're here. And on that note...
Sorry about that.
Shall we dive into some boy talk?
Yes.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Thanks for tuning back in. We hope you all had a good weekend. We partied. We went a little bit crazy.
Oh, yeah. We're foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing.
Is that what you say?
Yeah, I believe that's
the
term.
What are you watching right now?
Oh, my God. Right. Okay, guys. I am so late to the party, but you need to watch this, Chintz.
I don't think I can get into the party.
I have been watching Grace and Frankie. On
have
Netflix.
I watched?
Now, let me tell you. Oh my God, by the way, guys, there's a dog in the studio today and he's just walking by. It's like a little sausage thing. So I've been watching Grace and Frank because I have for so long have been like, I have not been into a new series for such a long time.
What is it about?
Let me tell you. And so basically, my granny actually texted me and was like, watching Grace and Frankie, love it, you should try it.
Wow.
So I thought, all right, Margot, I'll give it a go. So basically, it's about these, it's so funny. It's
right,
like 25 minute episodes,
nice,
very manageable. You can just
nice,
whiz through it. It's about these two older women whose
right,
husbands have worked together for like 25 years.
I feel like I've seen a little preview.
So these women, like, they don't really like each other, but they've always been in each other's lives because their husbands have worked together for so long. And in the
They don't really like you. Like, okay.
In the first episode, basically, like, straight away, the husbands say to the wives, we're leaving both of you because we're gay for each other. No, but it's like, it's really funny.
God, that's
and then,
really
like,
heartbreaking, actually.
But then, like, the wives then, like, become, like, they grow this, like, amazing friendship.
Aww.
And like, it's really funny because like, they're old women and then they get into dating and like having sex with people.
Nice.
Like, it's so, like, it's really funny, and I honestly have been binging it. So if you need something, like, it's light-hearted, easy to watch, honestly, please watch Grace and Frankie.
Oh, that sounds really nice.
You'd
actually
love it.
That's
you'd
one of my
it,
worst nightmares, actually.
Yeah, same.
Don't you think that's,
but it's
a
not
great big fear?
Like, the way you watch the show, it's quite,
yeah, it's not solid.
Yeah,
yeah,
but that
oh,
is
lovely,
a fear. Yeah. Anyway,
what have I been watching?
Enlighten us, please. We love a long intro.
Have you watched The Untold Caitlyn Jenner?
No, not yet.
You should watch it. It's like an hour.
I will watch
pretty
that,
good. She goes into in-depth about when she was Bruce.
Right,
and
okay,
about the Olympics.
Oh, shit.
And everything that went into that. Mm. And about her children.
Mm. I'd like to watch.
Yeah, so she talks a lot about when she was Bruce and what was going on in her mind.
Oh, God.
So it's pretty intense.
Yeah.
And then there was another Untold. Netflix has got these Untold things. And it's this woman, this female boxer called Chrissy, I believe her name was.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like the first famous, like, female boxer,
mm-hmm,
right? I won't ruin the story,
mm-hmm,
but basically people used to not really take female boxers that seriously.
Mm-hmm.
She was like the first one who got famous, got endorsements, got a name. Everyone thought she was incredible. She was winning all the fights, blah, blah, blah. And then basically like a drama happened with her and her husband who was a trainer.
Right.
And it's just really good.
The story about that.
And it's incredible. And now... Yeah, I won't even tell you because you've got to watch it.
Yeah.
I did fall asleep at the bit where I found out what happened, but it was really good.
From what she saw, she loved it.
From what I was told. Incredible.
Amazing news.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Right. Is it time for question of the week?
Yeah. Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Question of the week. Yeah.
Question of the week was, do you go through your partner's phone? No, never. Oh, yeah, I keep tabs. What do you think this poll's going to say?
I think it could be quite 50-50.
You are way off.
Wow, am I really?
It is 85% no, never. 15% yeah, I keep tabs.
Interesting.
I think I'm with the no, never. You should not have to be keeping tabs on your boyfriend or girlfriend.
I mean, this is the basic answer that it's like, we asked you guys to like DM us some responses with just like more thoughts, because you guys like to go into detail with some stories.
Yeah.
So, and obviously like the basic answer is if you feel the need to snoop, something's obviously wrong.
Intuition is always like, for sure. I saw a TikTok the other day. I've seen multiple TikToks of girls being like, I was at dinner with my friends or whatever. I had this gut feeling that right now my boyfriend was cheating on me.
Mm.
And like he was. It was like,
we know,
to the time and like,
shit.
Yeah. And she was like, lo and behold, you know, when I found out, it was that exact moment when I was,
sometimes,
it was mental.
Like,
I was like,
women,
surely
like,
not.
You just know. But I want to read your guys' answers. So yeah, some of you are saying, I think you should be able to go on each other's phone for convenience, but I wouldn't do it sneakily.
Yeah.
Ask straight up if something's off.
Well, you should be able to just grab his phone and be like, let me just Google something. And he should be like, yeah, sure. And it should be fine.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If someone gets stressed over you taking their phone, then something's up.
I think it's a sign of lacking trust. Honestly, I don't even feel the need to go through his phone because he is never hiding anything from
right.
me. If he shows me something on his phone, then receives a message, he just answers the next to me.
Right.
Nothing to hide. I don't feel the need to go through it.
Lovely.
But some of you are saying like, yeah, sometimes I keep tabs. Like, I just want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm not there trying to catch him out, but I just like to see what's happening.
Interesting. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that you're looking for something bad, like maybe you're just on his Instagram
wanting to keep tabs.
You're on his phone and you're just scrolling through his feed, and you know what I mean, like,
yeah. I did when he had a girl best friend who I didn't trust. I trusted him, I just wanted to keep an eye on her,
right? Yeah. To yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Girl best friends, hey.
I do go through his phone, but not in a regular creepy way, but just trust each other, so know each other's passcodes and just browse on each other's phone.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
normal. I think it's just right, bottom end of the day, it's normal to grab his phone, go on her phone, have a browse, do what you would do on your own phone, and
this
it shouldn't be
sums
a
it up quite
big
well.
Deal.
I think that if you're checking your partner's phone, it's because you have doubts, which everyone does sometimes.
Right.
But if you have doubts, talk to your partner about them, how you feel. Don't be secretly checking their phone while they're in the toilet. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The
blah,
last
blah, blah,
thing
blah.
You want is to be caught snooping, and then they think, "Well, do you not trust me?"
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like this whole thing, and he now thinks you don't trust him, and then that in itself is an issue. If I was with, you know, my boyfriend or whatever,
and he came out, and I say
I was in the shower, I came out, he was snooping on my phone and like quickly put it away.
Ooh.
You'd be like, "What do you think you're fucking looking for?
Yeah,
like, what do you think I'm up to?"
I'd be angry,
that's rude. Angry, I'd be disrespectful. I'd be like, you've got no faith in me.
Mm.
That would hurt a lot. And I think that would almost
be like,
can we even get past this? Because you clearly don't trust me.
Summons up.
Like, you think I'm doing what on
my
phone?
Speak to me if you've got, do it with your chest.
Like, that would be honestly really bad.
This girl said, just last thing, if you're going through his phone, don't waste your time in his DMs, get in his banking app mood. And on that note, that's enough of that.
I actually saw a trick on TikTok. I know we don't use Snapchat, but if anyone still uses Snapchat...
Who still uses Snapchat?
People snap, Soph. People snap. I know we don't snap,
oh
but
gosh.
People snap.
I feel like we are too old for Snap
now. It's a form of communication for a lot of people.
gosh.
I believe.
It's the younger generation.
But there's a way of going into someone's settings and like their past history. You can see all their people they've messaged when they've deleted it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Google it and get the exact information. But there's a way of seeing like, because maybe they, when they message someone on Snapchat, they delete them from their like log. I don't know. Snapchat's probably got a lot of updates since we've used it.
Probably, yeah.
We used it in about 3 years, 4 years.
Oh my God, yeah.
Longer.
No, probably 4 years, right.
Probably 3-4.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Jesus. Right.
I remember when it first came out, Sophia was like, there's this cool new app, it's Snapchat, and the picture disappears.
You couldn't message on it, it was only pictures.
Yeah, and I remember being like, what is that? And you'd be like, it's so cool. I literally remember the conversation.
Yeah, because I remember when I found out about it.
I actually remember that conversation like it was yesterday. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, you just send a snap and it just disappears in 10 seconds.
It's really cool.
And then you can never see it again because that was before replays and shit like that.
Shit, yeah.
Innit?
Okay, boy talk.
Lovely.
Let's dive in. It's a sad one. Am I falling out of love or is it a phase?
Oh, I don't like these.
So my dilemma is hard. I want to know if I'm in the process of falling out of love.
Aww.
A bit of context. I've known my boyfriend for 3 years and we've been dating for nearly 14 months.
Okay.
We get on so well, never argue, he doesn't get jealous, and he gives me all the attention, love, and hype.
Aww.
I don't want to sound unappreciative, but I've started to feel more distant from him.
Okay.
He's not changed at all, but I feel like sometimes I have the ick.
Right.
This fucking ick, my God. Not all the time, but just moments. I start wondering what my hot girl summer could have been like.
Right.
What the rest of my life could be like if I was single.
Right.
I'm really stuck as I'm wondering if I'm falling out of love.
Right.
I feel so guilty because he is amazing. I just really need some advice. I'm trying to keep going with trips and days out and dates.
Cute.
But I need your help. Thanks, girls. Forgot to add, we are fresh out of uni. I'm 21 and he's 22.
Right. I think if you've gotten to the point in your relationship, yeah, where you're thinking, where you're visualizing, oh, but what if I was, you know, off gallivanting in Bali with my girlfriends without him? And what, oh, you know, when he did that made me feel a bit blah, you know? I think that's probably, you should be obsessed with him.
I feel like,
especially at 21.
Yeah. I feel like,
right?
I can't speak for everyone, but when, say, for example, I'm in a relationship, the thought of other guys, what could that be like? Like, would never enter my mind. Like, I feel like when we're in relationship, until I'm getting to that point where I'm like, I don't know if I want to be with you anymore.
Until where you've got to break up with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we are very, like, loyal people. Like, if I want a night out, I'm not looking at guys. Like, I'm so dedicated to that one person.
Absolutely.
So I think, like, for me, I would know, like, if... because I feel like we know ourselves quite well at this point.
And yeah,
I think we know now. I was starting to have thoughts of, oh, what would that be like? I would know straight away, fucking hell, red flags. This is not normal. We can't speak for everyone. Maybe some people in relationships do have those thoughts of, oh, what would it be like? But I just think when you start thinking like that, it is a sign that you're not fully fulfilled in your relationship.
Yeah, it is, because you should be upset. You should just know. The fact that you just don't know, I always just think, no, it's not right.
The thing
is, like, with these things, you could ride this relationship out for another 3 years.
Yeah, because he's amazing.
Like, you could ride this relationship out for 5 more years, Then you'll get to the point where you're 26, and then you'll think, fuck.
I knew I was 21.
And then when you're 26, you're like, if only I'd just left when I was 21 when I had these first doubts. It's exactly that. You would have a lovely relationship with him for 5 more years.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Mm-hmm. He would even get down on his knee. He would propose.
Yeah, he fucking would.
You could get engaged to this guy, yeah? You could move in, blah, blah, blah. Lovely relationship. He's a great guy. He's got a great job. He treats me like a princess.
You'd have a nice life.
You will get to the same point where you're like, this is... Mm. You'll be having the same thoughts. For sure. You just got to end it now. Then you're going to meet Brian, yeah?
It's so
Who's incredible. It's so hard to end something that's good.
Do you know what?
But look, I'm predicting it now. It will end in 5 years.
If not sooner.
If you don't end it now, you will ride it out for years to come.
I can relate to you because it's so much harder. Well, I think from my experience, it's so much harder to end a relationship, which is good, obviously, than a bad one. Like, for example, when I was with like my ex, this is what I was saying to my friends. Like, he treats me really well. He's obsessed with me. You know, he's a nice guy.
Right.
You know, why am I just overthinking it? What's wrong with me?
Overthinking. I remember remember like, when Sophia broke up with her boyfriend, the first thing she said to me was, have I made the wrong decision?
Right.
I was like, no, you've not fucking made the wrong decision.
I knew, I was like, no,
but that's the overthinking and the doubt
because
the scared. That's the scared talking.
A lot,
you know?
All that you hear about is like, oh, it was toxic. We'd be fucking arguing all the time. So when you're in a relationship, like it sounds like you're in, that I was in, where like, we're not arguing. We're not disagreeing.
Right.
There's not like this friction between us. It's just that I don't feel the same anymore. And I think what you have to do is think to yourself, do I feel the same about you as I did this time last year?
Right.
Yes or no?
Right.
And just consider how you feel today. Don't think about, oh, the history and the memories and the good times.
Don't think
just
of that.
See your relationship for what it is today. Just take the day as a single thing. Forget all the history. Forget everything that's come before. Do you want to be? Is this person still right for you?
Also, a good thing to do is if I met this person today,
now,
would I want to go out with them? Would I, you know, find them attractive?
Would you want to date them?
Would I want to start a relationship with this person I know now? People change. Right? And
it's just because he doesn't. People don't have to be, like, boyfriends, girlfriends don't have to be twats to make you want to break up with them. Sometimes you do just think, do you know what? I think my life's taken a bit of I want to go on a different course. You know, I've experienced this relationship. Everything's a learning curve. And sometimes you have to be with people to realize what you don't want. And you might think he's great and all this lot now. But when you break up, you might even look back and think, do you know what? Like,
maybe he wasn't
my boxes,
that great. Yeah.
He really, you know, my boxes weren't fulfilled. Yeah. That there was actually so much missing that I didn't even realize.
Yeah.
I think just the fact that you are kind of like questioning it is a big sign in itself. Because there will have been a time where you would have been with this boy and you would not have been questioning if you wanted to be with him at all.
You were infatuated by him.
The fact that you're not still in that place kind of shows that maybe it's coming to an end.
We need to strive for relationships where we're still just as obsessed with our partner in fucking 2 years in than we were two months in. Do you know what I mean? It needs to keep that same kind of energy. If not, I don't want it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not letting it get to a fucking stale fucking point.
Sad,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Dear Lord, bless all our relationships.
I think it sounds like it's coming to an end, but
Me too.
If you wanted to, like,
you could ride it out. You could try and make it work for another 6 months.
But this feeling is always going to creep back in, I promise you.
Set yourself a time limit. Say, if I'm still feeling this way about this man in 3 months' time, 4 months' time, then you just got to bite the bullet.
But you're also like, I mean, that's what I did. Like, with my ex, I said to myself, right, if I'm still feeling like this in a year's time, I'm going to end it.
Right.
And I wasted a whole fucking year.
Right.
Like,
you needed
things.
That time. It's fine. You needed that time.
You can't regret it because at the time it's what I wanted to do. But that's what I'm saying to you, like, to give you advice. Like, this feeling will probably, I can say with full confidence, it will come back and it will only nag at you more and more and more. So why waste any more time?
But also, what you learned from that is that you'll never be in that situation again.
Oh, fucking
hell.
You will
always nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
That's like,
and
with
that's
anything.
What I'm trying to say to you. Yeah. Like, just nip it in the bud. Like, learn from my mistakes.
Right. But maybe maybe you've got to ride it out for a couple of years to realize. I don't know. Mm. Just do what you think is right.
I think by New Year's Eve, if you're still on this same
fucking
vibe,
hell.
Maybe try. You know, maybe Jesus. By December, because you think, do you know what?
Yeah.
We're in time
well,
for the new
start
year.
The new year.
Start
you don't
fresh.
Want to start. Even January with like the bad blood kind of thing is like also he'll understand like you're releasing him into the wild again.
He'll thank you for it. Gonna feel guilty, but I'm sorry, be selfish
when he
first.
Meets Lucy and marries Lucy and is in love. He'll be like, oh, thank God I wasn't stuck with Jessica.
Yeah,
you know?
And when you meet Gary,
you're
gonna be
dreamboat.
Like, thank fuck,
oh,
I broke up
dream.
With Brian. Gary is just everything
Gary
I want
makes
and more.
Me laugh. Gary
right.
fulfills me in so many ways.
We love Gary.
You know? That you know how many men are in the world?
A lot.
It's a madness. You know when you're with that one person that you just don't like anymore, yeah? And when you're released from that relationship,
you think,
the amount
fucking
of
hell.
The amount of men and women out there in the world is atrocious, right?
There's a lot of
and
people
and everyone's
to meet.
Different, yeah. So don't feel like you're never going to meet anyone if you know you break up with this man, right? You'll find a great chap.
And also, yeah, you're 21. It's part of life sometimes. Like
we've realized we can't all
meet someone at 15 and be together forever. Like it's not realistic
Look,
for a lot
Courtney
of people.
Courtney has just got into a new relationship with Travis. She's
Kardashian.
In her 40s.
Right.
We're fucking 23. Give
it's
us a
part
break.
Of life.
Listen. Yeah, relationships are going to come and go and end. Hopefully ours don't and we ride it out, but
Life happens sometimes.
Kim and Kanye getting divorced. Right. You know, I thought they would forever. Like,
we're just being realists.
I'm just being realist. But I'm being optimistic, but I'm just letting you all know.
Part of life.
We could have to get into new relationships when we're 47.
And we're going to have to deal with it.
And we're going to have to deal with it because, you know, we're all romantics. We all want to be in love. We all want to be in relationships, right? Mm. No one ever wants to be alone.
Unless you're a lone wolf.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Baby. Right, am I the crazy jealous wife? No, I don't
okay.
think so.
Well, maybe my she initial is. Answer you might need be, a reality check.
Right. I'm 25 years old. I've been married Chinsy to my husband. I'm 24, okay? I'm not 25 yet, although 25.
You're not even 24 yet, you're 23. Chill.
I'm 24 in 2 weeks. I'm 24.
But you've been round saying you're 24 for about 6 months.
I was saying this earlier, I think me and Sophia are going to be our peak when we're 35.
Yeah.
I think that's truly going to be
the
our...
thriving time.
Just like the optimal versions of us.
Can't wait.
Absolutely not my peak yet.
I'd hope not.
Yeah, I'd hope not. Right. Been married to my husband for three... Wow, 25. So you got married at 22.
Love it.
Love it. I'd love to have been a young wife. I've been recently having this argument with him and really want your opinion, right?
So marriage counselling, let's go.
Listen, people pay good money for this.
Do you reckon we could be counsellors?
Yeah. Bit of training. All you've got to be... And why do you feel like that?
All you have to do is facilitate the conversation.
So why do you think you're feeling like that when he does that? That's the question.
And how do you feel when he says that?
So how does that make you feel when he says that to you? That's actually the
that's
trick.
That's all it is.
And it's like, so why do you think it makes you feel that way?
And how did you feel in that moment?
I know, but so how would you like him to speak to you going forward?
Just look at him. Look at each other in the eyes and just say to each other. That's all it is.
That's all it is. We literally just cracked the code. So we can solve this problem here. No problem. So whenever my husband is watching TV or scrolling through Instagram, etc., you know what I want when I get married? I want no TVs, I want no phones, I want no games.
No games? What games? Who's playing
video
games?
Video games.
Oh, fuck that.
I want card games, board games, books. No TV in the front room. Like, come on, man.
Yeah,
like,
and
we need
also family time.
You know, we need family time, quality time.
Do you know what? I'll save this for the single files, but when I went on my little romantic getaway, I was barely on my phone. Like, one day, my phone was fucking dead. I didn't even fucking bring it. And I was just like, I was like, this is the life.
You gotta live
it. I didn't give a fuck about what's online. I was like, this is the life.
You've gotta live it.
And I really want to get back to the roots there, because I was fucking loving it.
Listen.
A bit less screen time does wonders.
Listen. The no phone, the no TV shit.
Maybe in our
marital homes. Get a good old-fashioned Monopoly, Uno.
Cluedo. Maybe in the marital homes, we should have no TV in the bedroom.
Honest to God, like, I'm being serious.
If you want to watch me, you can watch me. Talk to me.
It's about conversation. We need to be, you know, conversing and bonding and laughing.
Absolutely.
You know?
Fuck the phones.
Yeah, we can have a couple hours of YouTube time, whatever.
Downstairs.
Like, downstairs, you know? But seriously, right, this is where I see this heading. That we need to be rid of all the TVs in the house. But
get rid of the screens.
On.
Think how many relationship problems would not exist if screens were not a thing. So many people are arguing with their partner partners about they're spending too much time on a PlayStation, a video game.
They're ignoring me. They're on the phone.
Screen time. They're on Instagram. They're texting. Think how many problems would not exist if
not
we didn't have
screens. Well, we'd probably find way
more. I'm banishing them from my home.
Me too.
I'm convinced.
My child's not having a phone until they're 21.
Absolutely not.
They'll be the freak of the school. But yeah, I don't care. How embarrassing, though. I remember not being able to have a phone, thinking, God, I'm the fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 16, I need a fucking flip phone. How embarrassing. So, God forbid, when we
deal
have children.
Deal with the kids.
Right. So, whenever my husband is watching TV or scrolling through Instagram, etc., and sees a hot girl. Oh, God, I'm going to kill myself. Sees a hot girl. He always says something like, I totally fuck her. Do you want to fuck off out my house? Do you actually, like, I want a divorce.
Right, okay, keep going.
Whenever I tell him how uncomfortable that makes me feel, he claims that it's natural for guys to feel that way when they see something attractive. Fuck off.
Mm-mm,
it's basic respect towards your wife. That's what I did. That is so manipulative. I hate that response. And that I'm crazy for being jealous of his celebrity crush. Do you want to fuck off?
Oh, wow.
How disrespectful are you? Wait, what's that? How rude are you? And then she goes, oh, yeah, I know what you said. But what upsets me isn't him finding other people attractive. It's the audacity to actually say it to my
face.
That's
the thing here.
It's fucking rude.
Mm.
Yeah, I could look at...
We can all watch James Bond and think, fucking hell, Daniel Craig. You could take me for a ride.
I could look at Zac Efron and in my head be like, God, you're gorgeous. I would then go to my boyfriend and go, isn't he so...
I'd fuck him.
He's so fucking sexy. And he goes, whoa, that makes me feel a bit uncomfortable. Yeah, but I'm allowed to fucking say that. That, you know how rude that is and disrespectful that is?
No.
I'm sorry. And the fact that he doesn't understand this makes me think that he is completely lacking in respect and consideration towards me. I mean, yeah, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
To be completely honest, I'm starting to rethink our whole relationship because of this. Am I being too sensitive? Need your help. Love from Japan.
Oh my God.
We're international, baby.
The girls' bathroom's gone global.
Oh, I would love to go to Tokyo. I'm dying to go to Japan.
We should try and do that next year.
I'd love a lovely Tokyo, Japan trip. I'd love that. Yeah, next year.
Right, here's the thing. I think...
I think, say
if this was like a one-off occasion and he was like, oh, she's sexy. It could have been like a joke.
Yeah,
ha, ha, ha.
I get it.
And you could have like whacked him with a pillow. Like, oh, ha, shut up. Blah, blah, blah.
But then he should have come back. You're sexy.
Yeah.
But this is what happened. You whack him. Don't you dare say that about her. Then he comes back. No, you're the sexiest girl I've ever seen. And it's a cute moment. Because,
and it's funny.
Because he's now complimenting you. It's funny.
Right.
That's how the moment should have gone.
I'm thinking, for example, like I was with... a guy, my guy,
her guy,
whatever.
Husband,
and we were watching.
Father of a children.
We were watching Just Go With It. This is at the week of watching Just Go With It.
Right, Jennifer Aniston.
And you know that sexy moment where that blonde girl walks out of the ocean, it's like orange bikini. Like,
yeah,
she looks really fit. And I was like laughing and I like covered his eyes, like, don't look, ha ha ha.
Ha, ha.
And he was trying to like pull my. And it was funny.
And
he was like, and it was a funny moment. Do you know what I mean? Like, that. So from that perspective, I think, ha ha, it's kind of funny. It's a bit of banter, like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, it was funny. But I think the fact that he's said this kind of like comment, and then you've said that I don't actually like that, makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And the way that's the problem with the way he's responded
the
as well.
The problem is that he's trying to belittle you, make you feel small.
Because he could have said, oh no, you're the one, like, blah, blah, blah.
Fair enough, it was a slipping comment. God, I'd fuck her, right?
A bit weird.
And then you'd have gone, ew. Like, my reaction would have been like, that's fucking disgusting. What the fuck?
Same.
Right? Then
I would
he
be like, are you fucking
then
joking?
Then he should have leapt on you, made you giggle, relaxed the situation, mistake, you know, you're the sexiest girl
put
I've ever seen.
Out.
Put the fire and never does it again. Mm. The fact that he's on the defense, on the lash, well, I'm allowed to find people. Yes, of course.
That's what guys
Brian,
do.
Brian, of course you're allowed to find other people attractive. That's normal, but it's about the way you handle it and deal with it. Mm. You're telling me that you're going to walk into a club with sexy girls and you're going to fucking snog them all. That's what that...
I'd fuck you. I'd relax.
That's what that behaviour is telling me that you're going to do. Mm. And the fact that you want to make me feel shit, he could have saved you there to make you not feel shit, but he didn't. He proceeded to make you want to feel shit about that.
Yeah.
On the defense, red flag, fuck off.
This is her husband.
Lack of disrespect. Disrespect.
This is her husband. So what are we going to do about it?
We're going to divorce him. That's what we're going to do. I think it's rude. You need a guy who's not going to say that shit. It's so rude.
Do you know what I think you could do? Just to make...
If only you didn't marry him 3 years ago. Fuck's sake.
Sometimes I think, generally speaking, men aren't as sensitive as women.
Your husband should be understanding.
Yeah. No, listen. So I feel like what you need to do is when you're watching TV, someone hot comes on, say, oh, fucking hell, he's hot. And yeah. just see, because this is your husband, you're not going to get a divorce tomorrow. Just see how he responds. And then maybe he might realise, oh, actually. And then if he says, like, oh, that's a bit blah, 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 you can be like, look, I did that to prove a point because you did that last week and it really upset me and you didn't take it seriously. So maybe just go at it from that angle.
But he said to her, oh, you're crazy. You're jealous. You're crazy.
Yeah, but he might have been saying it in a laughable tone. Like, oh, like,
does
even
it
though.
Sound like it
no,
to me?
I don't agree with it, but he might not be saying, you're fucking crazy. You fucking bitch. You know, like, you make it sound so aggressive. They're married, you know. He might have just been like, oh, you're crazy. Like, I don't agree with being called crazy, but I'm trying to save this marriage here.
Well,
it's not the end of the world.
Give him the benefit of the doubt. He's your fucking husband.
That's what I'm saying.
But if he does it again, every time he does it, address it in a calm manner and be like, Brian, I didn't like when you said that. It makes me feel uncomfortable and not worthy. And it feels like you're disrespecting me. Say it in a calm manner. If you think, wah, 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 you're crazy. Wah, wah. Oh, I'm allowed to find girls attractive.
Yeah.
Right? And if he keeps coming at you with that aggression and like, something's going
defense.
On. So that's not normal. I'm sorry, your husband, your gorgeous, loving husband, the guy
that you worship, the ground you walk on.
Your angel, you know, the father of your children.
The rock of the family.
Yeah, the rock of the family, the head of the household, you know, your...
the shoulder to cry
You
on.
Know, the shoulders to cry on, yeah? He should be like, oh, darling, I'm so sorry I've said such a thing.
Yes.
He should come to your beck and call out.
You're
like,
my everything.
God.
You're my world.
He should be like, you know.
She's got nothing on you.
Oh, my God, don't be silly. Oh, I didn't mean it like that. Oh, my God, I love you, baby.
Yeah.
You're my baby. You know, I love you. You're so gorgeous. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. That's the response we should be expecting.
That's the response I expect.
Not, you're crazy. We're a crazy wife. I don't want to fuck anyone I fucking want. She's just my celebrity crush. No, I don't like it.
Worst case marriage counselling.
And then if not divorce, you're still 25.
Divorce, get out.
You're 25. Let's get out of this relationship. You shouldn't settle for that. If you keep... No. You shouldn't be... You're 25. You're still in your prime.
What if, like...
You've not hit your prime yet.
Hypothetical question. Like, what if every other... Say if this was you, right?
Yeah.
And what if, like, every other aspect of the relationship was incredible? What are you really going to divorce this to your husband?
I know, but something like that's really going to niggle away, niggle and eat. Thing is, like, you can probably ignore it for like 3 years, but then I reckon
I imagine he's not doing it every single night.
True, but if he's showing disrespect in that area and other things, it's got to be he's got to be other things that he's showing disrespect in.
I guess like
it will
line.
Start to eat at you, Soph, and it'll be 5 years after this incident. You'll be like, oh, I can't actually live with this anymore, you'll get to that point.
It's the bottom line. Of no one, when you're in a relationship with someone, the idea of them fancying other people automatically pisses you off.
It makes you feel sick. Well,
like, you're fucking joking.
No, but fair
it's
enough.
It's normal, but it's like, no, don't you dare. So the fact that he's actually like saying it out loud repeatedly to his wife.
It's not right.
Would piss me off.
He knows that's going to make you feel shit. You've expressed it makes you feel shit. And the fact that he's not tried to rectify it is disgusting to me, I think.
Maybe he was just doing it to get a reaction. Like, why
but
don't...
I'm your wife. There's no games here.
I know.
You know? Like,
I know. I'm just trying to offer solutions.
You should worship me. You know what I mean? Like, you proposed to me, you fucking freak. When you are under the weather,
getting caught in the storm. Right, this one's fucking strange.
Right.
You girls need some help today. I still talk to my 3 exes every single day, even though I have a boyfriend.
Goodness me. I mean, you've still got a boyfriend.
So my boyfriend and I have been together for nearly 5 years. We have an incredible relationship built on trust and support.
Oh, lovely.
We've lived together for 2 years now and we are happier than ever.
Lovely.
But I still talk to all 3 of my past flames every single day.
Well,
is this weird? Yes. Should I feel guilty?
But what's the conversation?
Let me tell you
it's
about
a
the guys.
Right, okay.
So guy one, he was my first true love and I lost my virginity to him. We never went official, but we were friends with benefits for a while.
Right.
We chat every day about life and how things are going, but the combos are completely friendship based.
Right.
Guy two, I went out with this guy for about a year. We had a toxic relationship. Things broke down very quickly. However, we are still friends and he messages me every day without fail to see how I'm doing. Then there's guy 3. We used to work together and he had a massive crush on me. The conversation on his side was super flirty and he always used to encourage me to break up with my boyfriend. When we were on shift, he even kissed me in the lift up to the warehouse. However, I drew lines very quickly that it was just friends and we've chatted ever since. Should I still be in regular contact with these three guys? I'm not going to lie. My boyfriend does not know talk to any of them. And I'm not sure how he would feel about it. I can tell you how he'd feel about it.
Oh,
fucking
my
hell.
God.
I like
There's a reason you keep it a secret. Do you know what I mean?
I like having them all as friends, but I'm not sure why I keep them around. What would you girls do in this situation? Should I cut ties and end the friendships in case something more happens? I couldn't deal with hurting my boyfriend. Please help.
Right. I understand.
What is going on
maybe
here, babe?
Maybe keeping in... kind of the thing that gets me is the everyday. Fair enough, your first love, your first virginity, whatever. Fair enough, every 6 months,
happy birthday, merry Christmas,
how are you, hope you're doing well, Brian, thinking
how's your girlfriend?
Of you, thinking of you, hope the job's going great, heard you got promoted, oh fantastic. With him, the toxic guy,
what the fuck's he
to me
around
is,
for?
And also the guy who used to be obsessed with you and you were the one who had to say, no, we're just friends, when he would have jumped at the chance to sleep with you, be in a relationship with you, he's obsessed with you.
I think reality check, sorry to be harsh, but I think you just love the attention from all these different guys who you know deep down, you know these guys all like you. You know if you gave them the chance...
They'd leap at it.
Yeah, they'd leap at it.
Because they're messaging you every day.
So I think you just love the attention. I think the fact that you're the fact that your boyfriend doesn't know speaks volumes, because you obviously know that it's shade and you feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
You know that if he found out, he'd be crushed. How would you feel if your boyfriend was speaking to three other girls, three of his past flames?
Listen.
I'd be heartbroken.
It's such a betrayal. You're keeping it a secret.
You are betraying your boyfriend. You're basically cheating on him in my eyes.
You've got to put yourself in that position. Would you be uncomfortable with it? Yes, probably.
Like, I know you can justify it by being like, oh, but we're friends, blah, blah, but let... Like,
but speaking... then it should be all open and on the table for your boyfriend. Right. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, fair enough. I know exes can be friends, like whatever.
But your new guy should know about it.
You should be like informing your boy, oh, Alex texted me today. He's got a new job. Isn't that great? And he'll be like, yeah, lovely. You know what I mean? It should be all on the table.
Keeping in touch with three of them every single day.
Every day. To me, how do you got the time to maintain a relationship?
Not healthy, not normal. You're in a new relationship.
Right. Do you know what my thing? I think maybe you're unsure of your current boyfriend. Maybe you just know that this relationship's going to break down
someday. It sounds like you're keeping your life rafts on the sidelines to hop into one if your ship goes down.
Yeah, and you're just wanting to keep them all sweet so that you can hop.
You've always got an option B.
That's what I'm getting at. Because I don't think it's normal. When you are in a new relationship, you don't want to be in contact with your exes.
Absolutely not.
I want nothing to do with you. I want you out of my life.
Absolutely.
You know, I want nothing to do with you.
Right.
Fair enough if it was that first one from 15, whatever. Yeah. That I understand that one, but
not
all the other
day.
Ones. Not every day. No, it doesn't make sense to me.
I think if you respect your boyfriend, love your boyfriend, you need to cut these three people off immediately. And I think if you find yourself really struggling to cut these guys off, this daily contact,
re-evaluate,
you need to ask
yourself,
like, you really need to take a look in the mirror and ask yourself some hard questions and think, why do I want to keep in touch with my three ex-boyfriends, essentially, every single day? Because you're obviously not happy in your relationship if that's the case. You are disrespecting your boyfriend. You're disrespecting your relationship. Don't be a twat.
If I found out my boyfriend was texting three of his exes every day, that would end the relationship.
If I found out he was texting one of his exes...
One of his exes, once in a blue moon, that would be a big issue.
No.
So... I mean, try cut the cons.
I think if you respect your boyfriend, you need to cut it off.
Yeah, me too.
Because put yourself in his shoes.
Me too. All right, cheating debate. Here we go.
God, this episode's been
full of drama.
Positive story.
God, the only drama we get in our lives is from this podcast.
It fucking is. I feel like I take it all on, guys.
Right. This isn't a personal dilemma I'm having, but it was on my mind the other day and thought maybe you'd voice your opinions on it. Okay.
Let's voice.
If you had a long-term boyfriend and they were to kiss another girl...
Oh, fuck off.
Don't you dare! Oh my God, sorry.
I would scream and be... No.
Someone... I won't even say it. I won't even speak of it. Another girl out and about or something, but instantly regretted it... and wanted forgiveness.
Oh, my God, I'm getting angry.
Oh, my God, have you hit your head? Would you take them back? No.
Right, okay.
That's a natural response to cheating. I was like, I'm so sorry, it was a mistake. I regret it, of course. That's what they're going to say.
Mm.
Anyone who's trying to, you know, prove that they're not guilty, that they're the only things you can say from cheating on someone.
Mm.
Gosh. I don't mean in the first second, but after all the memory, fuck the memories and happiness you had been through with them. Do you think you'd be able to drop them just like that? I always say I could never forgive a cheater, but if it was with someone that meant so much to me, I wonder if I would question it for a bit. Would love to hear what you think, and congratulations to you both on your...
What's she fucking saying?
On your fresh boyfriend.
Excuse me?
Winky face. Right.
How presumptuous. Love it.
Right. Absolutely not. I don't care how nice of a relationship it was. No one should ever cheat on you. You shouldn't. I don't care if you regret it. Duh, of course you do. But like, I want to be with someone who's not even going to make these stupid mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, you weren't thinking of me in the moment. Your queen. You know, you're incredible girlfriend. What the hell?
Your heaven.
Your heaven on earth. Your right. you know your
everything.
Sanctuary on earth. Mm-hmm. You know your everything.
Your
world. Your rock. Right.
Your whole life.
Your whole
purpose.
Heart. Yeah. And you want to kiss another girl.
I don't care if
and
it's
And then
a peck.
You want me to forgive you. No. I'll find someone who won't cheat on me.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. You'd find it very fucking difficult.
You would. I think we've never been in that position, yeah?
If this boy is crying at my feet and it was one peck of a moment, a fleeting kiss, and then he's thought, oh my fucking God, what's just happened? I understand it and I can see why you could forgive it. Because you think, do you know what? I'm not gonna, you know, it's like when you watched, you've seen The Vow, and
yes.
the mum says, you know, I chose to stay with him for all the things he did right rather than the one thing he did wrong.
Right.
And I think, yeah, we're human, we make mistakes. I can see how...
Not that mistake.
I can see how one kiss, you would find it, if it was like the love of your life, you would find yourself kind of talking yourself into forgiving him.
Yes.
I can see how that would happen.
Well, yeah, I can see how you can be
I think that's really hard. You've got to be so strong to... Like, you know, if you'd find out they'd been sleeping, you'd be like, oh, fuck off. But if it was just a kiss, I can see how you would... That is so difficult because it's such a small, stupid, fleeting thing which has changed, like, potentially years of happiness and good times
but
and solid, healthy foundation.
Mental block for me that I don't think we'd be able to get over.
Get past.
I think, yeah, we'd be like, look, we'll get back together. I reckon you could ride it out. You could probably ride it out for a year.
Mm.
But then at the end of the day, what's going to break the relationship down is the trust again, because you can't trust
gone.
Him after that, because, you know, you've forgiven him. What makes him think that he can't be forgiven again?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You don't know what you're creating here.
I think maybe the only way it could work is say if you broke up and then got back together years later.
Yeah, like you broke
when you
up
both matured.
For 3 years. Mm. I'm saying 3 years, you've matured, you've lived a different life.
Mm.
And then, but even then, you'd think, you cheated on me back then.
Mm.
What's changed now? Mm. Sophia, I don't
think... But I don't believe that once a cheat, always a cheat. I think people can change.
Yeah, true. With the different
with
people.
With time
with
and different people.
Yeah. You can't get back with a cheat. I think if you were with someone new and they've cheated on their exes,
I don't believe
it'd be
they would cheat
flag,
on you.
A red flag, but they probably would feel different about you, hopefully.
If they've matured.
If they've matured and grown as a human being. I understand when people are younger, they make mistakes.
But, you know, each their own. No one knows your personal situation,
right.
You know. Everyone makes mistakes. You can look at it from both angles. It's a tricky one.
I just don't think I'd be able to get over the block. If this if this happened to Sophia, I'd say, Sophia, there's many men out there.
No. Who are eligible bachelorettes.
Who would not cheat on you? You're really going to get back with this man who's just snogged a girl.
Ew. Are you fucking joking?
No.
And
no chance.
You expect me to kiss you? You mad?
With those dirty lips. Absolutely no chance.
Those poisoned lips.
No chance.
You've hit your head.
There's no chance. It's just not going to happen.
Mm.
You're fine. You can find someone else. Be single for 6 months.
There's always someone else.
There's always, you know, you'll find someone else who'll make you happy, won't cheat on you. Lovely.
That's our stance on it.
What are you meant to battle at this relationship with these trust issues now with this guy who's cheated on you? What, you're battling your way through because you love him so much?
And I think if you are going to, you know, each their own, I think if you are going to forgive someone who has cheated on you, then it needs to be a genuine forgive and forget, and you need to forget.
Yeah, you can't bring it up again.
You can't bring it up again. In arguments, future arguments, you can't throw it back in his face. Because if you're going to choose to forgive, you've got to
stick by that word, you're saying. And that's a very hard thing to do. If you can do that, Jesus Christ, you can forgive and forget.
More power to you.
God.
I'm sure it works. And look, guys, send us your success stories. I want to hear it. Maybe you can change your stance on this. But right now, we're pretty set in our ways.
I don't believe it.
Let me know.
I don't believe it.
Want to hear some stories, guys. Okay, well.
On that note.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
God, why do I feel like I've been cheated on?
Shinsu's going to send an angry man. You fucking cheated on me.
Kissing other girls, yeah?
I'm going to find a quote for us. We haven't had a quote in a while. We've really fallen off track with these quotes.
We need to get a quote book, a proper quote book. Maybe we should write our own.
Yeah, we could write our own quote book.
Yeah.
We love a quote.
Pretty easy. Everything happens for a reason. Number one.
What's meant for you will always be yours.
Number two. Once a cheat, always a cheat. Number three.
Don't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
So true. Worrying is the devil.
Puts you through it twice.
Worrying is actually the devil, I think.
You worry about it and then you've got to go through it twice. It's stupid.
You worry about it, then don't even happen. Mm. And so it's a completely different outcome.
Look, this is one about the cheaters.
Yeah.
People change when they want to, not because you want them to.
Right.
You've got to let people do what they want, even if you know better for them.
Right.
You can't force people to change. You can't rush people.
Exactly.
People move at their own pace. People are going to do what they want to do.
If he's going to cheat on you, that's life. He's going to cheat on you.
Break up. He might not cheat on his next girlfriend, but you can't force him
but
to mature and change.
He learned from cheating on you that it was a bad thing. Well, no shit.
Thanks.
Fucking idiot.
Great.
Right.
All right, guys.
See you next week.
Thank you so much for listening. Emailing your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com. It's the fucking single files next week, bitches.
Wow, we're going to spill all the tea, all the hot tea. I had a great time in Mykonos.
She's come back with a cough. Thank you guys for listening. Follow us at The Girls Bathroom.
See
Check
you next
out
Wednesday.
Our drinking card game. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
Kiss, kiss.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.